for Shimi. This was a sermon. I closed my eyes and went through. There was a brief sensation of being turned on my head, but that was all. No chimes, no nausea. Really quite pleasant, at least compared to the Santa Mira doorway. I came out on my hands and knees beside a busy highway. There was a piece of newspaper blowing around in the weeds. I picked it up and saw I'd landed in April of 1960, almost 5 years after Armitage and his friends herded us through the door in Santa Mira, on the other side of the country. I was looking at a piece of the Hartford Current, you see, and the road turned out to be the Merritt Parkway. "Shimi can make magic doors," Roland cried. He had been cleaning his revolver as he listened, but now he put it aside. "That's what teleporting is. That's what it means."
"Hush, Roland," Susanna said. "This must be his Connecticut adventure. I want to hear this part."
11. But none of them hear about Ted's Connecticut adventure. He simply calls it a story for another day and tells his listeners that he was caught in Bridgeport while trying to accumulate enough cash to disappear permanently. The low men bundled him into a car, drove him to New York, and took him to a rib joint called the Dixie Pig. From there to Fedick, and from Fedick to Thunderclap Station. From the station right back to the Devar toy. "Oh, Ted, so good to see you. Welcome back." The fourth tape is now three-quarters done, and Ted's voice is little more than a croak. Nevertheless, he gamely pushes on.
"I hadn't been gone long, but over here time had taken one of its erratic slips forward.